1970s, and there really weren't many books about Buddhism at that time, and certainly not in the town that I grew up in. I was mostly dependent upon my local library, in which I managed to find only really one book about Buddhism. It was called something like Teach Yourself Zen Buddhism. And even at that time, it was quite an old book. I think it had been written many years before. And I tried reading that book, and it was hard to understand it. It was a very, very difficult book to understand. And it was very difficult, the way it had been written, to understand how it would actually apply to your life. What difference would it actually make in your life? But there was enough there for me to be intrigued. The very fact that I couldn't understand it, in a way, just made me more interested. And then one day, I was out with my parents. They were doing some shopping in one of the larger towns nearby. Still quite a small town, but it was large enough to have a small independent bookstore. And I went in there, and I was browsing the books. And there was one that caught my eye. It was called the Dhammapada. And I recognised, oh, that's a Buddhist book. In my, my little browsings about Buddhism, I'd come across references to the Dhammapada, and I knew it was a crucial text in Buddhism, a really important early text in Buddhism. So I bought this book, I bought the Dhammapada, and I remember very distinctly sitting in the passenger seat in the car.